A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, October 14th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about corruption.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindevele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about corruption.
And according to Transparency International, Zimbabwe is losing at least $4 billion annually to corruption, with police and local government officials among the worst offenders.
But senior government officials have this week defended the alleged corruption, saying use of government funds for party activities is not considered corruption simply because they'll be defending the country's sovereignty.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. The number once again, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi tidauti tingeti chitaura nenyaya netsa zvikuru munyika nyaya yehuori. Pane mashoko ekuti mamwe makurukota ehurumende ane chitsama ari kupota achiita zvehuori vari kutaurwa nezvavo mazuva ano igurukota rinoona nezvedzidzo yepamusoro muzvinafundo Jonathan Moyo nemutedzeri wavo vaGodfrey Gandawa. Pane mashoko akambobudiswa nayo vamugabe mbune ekuti ivo gurukota rinoona nezvematunhu vasevhia Kasukwere vainge vaita zvehuori panyaya yemastenzi anga achida kupiwa vamwe vechidiki veZANUPF. Pane dzimwewo nyaya dzagara dzanga dzichitaurwa taurwa dzekubazi rinoona nezvemhando dzemoto kunana Zesa, uko kwainzi gurukota rinoona nezvemhando dzemoto vaSamuel Ndenge vainge vasina kufambisa zvakanaka mari kuZesa ikokoko. Asi kusvika pari zvino hapana kana munhu mumwe chete ati asungwa. Pakamboedza kuti pasungwe muzvinafundo Moyo iro vhiki rino nevhiki rapera, asi zvinonzi zvakadziviswa nemutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaPelekezela Mpoko. Asi zviri kubuda mugwaro rakaitwa neTransparency International zviri kuratidza kuti Zimbabwe iri kurasikirwa nemari inosvika bhiriyoni imwe chete pagore zvichikonzerwa nenyaya dzehuori. Tichida kuti tinzwe kubva kwamuri imi vateereri kuti muri kuona sei nyaya iyoyi. Gibbs.
Yebambe zulu kandaba lingali jona njani ke kona ngapho ngemakhaya thina ngapha siyaphila sibili okuzwayo. Ye esiqoka ngakho ke lamhla yikubola sibili okuzokukhona kuhulumende. Ukhanya ngazani ke imali kahulumende iphonga uchaphazwa nje iyathaphuzwa ngubani lozibani. Okwamanje sizwile ukuthi uProfessor Jonathan Moyo yena ongumphathintambo wogatsha lukahulumende olubona ngezemfundo ephezulu ucatshangela ukuthi waqambula imali engadlula ke ama $200,000. Kuthiwa ke imali leyi yakumele ibe ngezimdef. Izimdef ke iZimbabwe Manpower Development Fund. Kumedinga imali leyo ithathwa izifundi emakolitshini. Ye sizwile njalo lokuthi umnumzana uSevia Kasukwere yena ongucommissioner omkhulu kumbe ngithi ucommissar webandla leZANUPF kuthiwa ke laye waqambula amastanda phela umhlabathi othize wawunika abangani bakhe. Singathi kuthiwa kazange abanike wayebathengisela abangani bakhe bolabo. Umongameli Robert Mugabe wazonda sibili ekuzokhonoko. Ye nxa sitshova siya phambili kukhona sibili okunengi uzokuthwala khona ngale Zesa lakho ngani imali akukhanye lokuthi iyangaphi. Uye NRZ lakho ngani kunjalo kuma-parastatals amaningi ngathi uyakhangela ngani lawo usela ngani uya phambili. Sifunuzwa ngani ukuthi lina libona njani lokuthi imali nxa isiphathamandla sikahulumende ingatshontshwa siyakwanisa ukuthi sithathe imali yena liyana sinikeke iZANUPF. Umnumzana uPhelekezela Mpoko yena ong-acting president uthi akula ndawa lokhu kungenzakala Blessing ukuthi imali ngavele ithathwe iye kuZANU ikho lokho.
Of course, according to the rulings, ZANU-PF party itself, there were complaints that the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, the body that is constitutionally mandated to deal with corruption, had been compromised. There were complaints, especially from a faction in the party called Generation 40 or G40, which was saying that its members are being targeted by the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. And as a result, the ZANU-PF Politburo has set up a committee led by Speaker of Parliament, Mr. Jacob Mudenda, to investigate these allegations. But again, some lawyers are saying this also is unconstitutional because no political party must interfere in the works of a constitutional body like the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, Gibbs.
Now, indications are that Blessing, ZANU-PF has got what is called a socialist mantra, which goes by saying the party is the government and the government is the party. And some critics are saying, that's why maybe there's so much pilfering of state coffers. So at the end of the day, there's no distinction between the party and the government. So we once had the president, saying that kind of thing, that you cannot separate the government and the party. So the other thing maybe is because there are no checks and balances that are actually, in a way, in any government, there should be some checks and balances. If there's none of that, then anything happens to the state coffers.
And of course, it's worrying, the reports that are coming from Amnesty International that annually the country is losing $1 billion to these corrupt activities, and not much is being done, according to at least some opposition political parties, to deal with the issue of corruption in Zimbabwe. And according to that same Transparency International report, the body that is actually leading when it comes to corruption is the police. That becomes a problem, Gibbs, if the watchman is the one who is actually accused of stealing.
So again, okay, ulon doton tumezele umlaizelo lapha sithi, what will happen if the US dollar is no longer used in Zimbabwe? And they're only bond notes. He said, are they going to still steal that kind of money? He was putting it in a very light way. But in a way, the gentleman was trying to say, there's so much decay in the government. So Zuluganda was still linking on this hello, ukufumbathisana eZimbabwe. $1 billion elahleka mnyaka yonke is ungathi ngo 2015 ukhangkhangele 1 billion kwa yahamba lo nyanga sokukhangelela ukuthi inxa ingadlula i-billion njalo uzobuya le 15 billion liyana phela singayikhohlwa iyalahleka khona ngale echiyazwa kumbe yalahleka kumbe yadotshwa mbani kumbe mbani wayifaka ezikhwameni kwazi abanye abantu. And bakona vela abantu bakuzikona.
Wonguka se matauriro ari kuita Gibbs apo panga paine imwe mari yakataurwa naye mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe kuti 15 billion yainge yatsakatika kumari yaitengeswa mangoda kwachiyadzwa uku aina kuzikana kuti mari yakaenda kupi. Uye kusvika pari zvino hakuna kana munhu mumwe chete ati asungwa kunyange zvazvo vamwe vachiti vanoona vamwe vakuru vakuru vemakambani ari kwachiyadzwa uku vamwe vanonzi vakatotenga ndege vamwe vachitenga dzimba kuSouth Africa uko asi Zimbabwe ichisara isina kana kobiri zvayo. Makasununguka vateereri kuti munge muchitifonera tichitaura nenyaya iyoyi uye kuti dambudziko rapinda mumusha iri ringagadziriswa sei. Namba dzedu dzinoti idzo 001-202-619-2077. Nhare dzinenge dziri kumboti netsei pano nepapo. Asi musarase mbereko nekufirwa, rambai muchiedza kufona kuti munge muchipinda muchirongwa chedu chanhasi kuti titaure nenyaya yanetsa munyika, nyaya yeuore. Gibbs.
Now, when we look back at what has been happening in Zimbabwe, we know that there are several incidents in which some government ministers have actually been caught, napping. And some of them were actually brought before the courts under the Willowgate car scandal. You still remember that? And one of them actually drank some poison after hearing that the state machinery was about to get him. And then we had the Maize GMP scandal as well. still remember there are several people that were involved. Then comes in the housing scandal in which some people benefited from that, including some senior police officers.
Allegedly, and, yes, even the first lady. The,
yes. Then comes in the War Victims Compensation Fund. You still remember some people claimed that they were 89% disabled, but they're still working on this earth, you know? Yeah,
I think we have our first guest. I think it's Mr. Vince Museve, if I'm not mistaken. Mr. Museve, good evening.
Good evening to you, sir.
Thank you so much. Mr. Museve, of course, is the Economic Affairs Secretary for the Opposition People's Democratic Party, or PDP. Gibbs, you can fire away.
So, Mr. Museve, we see that there are fresh incidents of alleged corruption in Zimbabwe. The Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jonathan Moyo, is actually entangled in some of these. So, all in all, what does this point to in terms of Zimbabwe's coffers? Are they protected?
Well, we know that, you know, where we are at now, I mean, the country is literally broke. There is no money coming into the country. But we've always said that when there is chaos, when there is economic chaos, that is when dictators are stronger, because they become the gatekeepers. They establish a secret economy. And that secret economy is the one where if you go to Borodo now, you see the cars that are parked there and how people are living. And you look at the balance sheet of the country, there's no cash. And that is an indication that it is a secret economy. That secret economy is based on cronyism, it's based on patronage, and it's basically fraud and theft. That is what happens when you destroy the formal economy and you create an informalized economy. There becomes various levels of informalized economy. You've got the vendors who are at the low end, and you've got a predatory caper, which is the army, the intelligence, ZANU-PF cronies, who are at the top of the chain, and they are the ones that are smuggling the, you know, gold, smuggling diamonds, and basically surviving and giving each other huge contracts, overpricing contracts, so that they continue to feed from that system because they can no longer feed from the formal economy.
Now, Mr. Museve, is Mr. Mugabe the right man to clean the state of this alleged corruption? Because he has talked at various forums to say he wants to tackle corruption.
I mean, listen, he's been saying that for the last 10 years, and nothing ever happened, for example, with the issue of diamonds, you know, which was huge. And now there's serious, you know, issues going on within every state enterprises. I always say that effectively what Mugabe did is he has designed what we're calling a looting machine, where particular ministers and loot the state enterprises that fall under them. And we don't even know how much of that money ends up in ZANU-PF coffers, because if there's no money in the economy, but you get ZANU-PF, you know, holding 2-3 million birthday bashes, you get them holding big functions, and they're actually stealing the money from the state enterprises. So Mugabe is presiding over this looting machine, and he's the chief of it. He's at the top of it, right? So you cannot expect him to actually begin to entangle it, because once you begin to look at Jonathan, you go to other guys, you go to other guys, it becomes a domino effect. Which actually, because we are actually facing a corrupt government, in essence. The value system of this government are non-accountability and secrecy with huge deals that are happening in the country. So he cannot treat that. He can't. Even Zach, I mean, he then has so many power to appoint various people who choose who to actually, you know, how to execute or to prosecute particular people and to leave particular people. People like Obasanjo, we all know what he's been up to. People like Kasikwere, we all know what they've been up to. But they will never be touched, because once you touch that, you are beginning to actually destroy what ZANU-PF is.
So, Gibbs, you heard it from Mr. Museve there, that, you know, asking some in ZANU-PF to clean this mess is tantamount actually to putting a mosquito in charge of a committee that will investigate how to stop malaria.
and so let's talk about checks and balances. You know, how is it in Zimbabwe in terms of, you know, ensuring that there's no money that can be pilfered from state coffers? Are there any checks and balances at all?
not about checks and balances. Institutions are built on a value system. So you can have very, very good, well-designed systems, right? As long as the value systems that are underlying those institutions are wrong values, you will still get instances where, you know, this happens. And that's our fundamental challenge right now. The DNA of ZANU-PF is that of cheating, is that of killing, is that of stealing. That is in their nature. So whatever institution they might preside over begins to reflect that value system. And until we have new leadership, until we change this, you know, this the institution, but also put new people in those institutions, we'll continue to actually get, you know, get this kind of thing happening.
Thank you so much, and please do stay on the line. And I think, Gibbs, we have our second guest. That is Honorable Joseph Chuma. Honorable Chuma, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us, Gibbs.
Honorable Chuma, it seems as if there's a lot of, you know, pilfering, let me put it that way, of state coffers. So at the end of the day, it seems as if the people that are accused of doing this belong to the ruling party. You know, can you tell us, really, is it so easy for somebody to just take any money from any, you know, state kind of budget?
Firstly, I don't think it's easy to do that. And secondly, I think we should be very clear that what they normally say in the street lingo, ane bora ndiano magwa, ole bora ngiyo magwa. The one with the ball at that moment is the one that the opponent would want to go after. So you must understand, definitely, being in the government and probably being the ruling party as well is going to invite all this kind of skepticism and analysis and criticism, which is probably correct anyway, because that's how a system should work. We actually need to have a system checked and balanced so that then we become a proper state. So there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But what is wrong is for anybody to assume and then base anything on assumption before you do what you call critical evaluation and bring proper evidence to probably then call for prosecution or any kind of remedy that you might think is warranted. So, yes, definitely, being in government and being a part of the system, definitely dictates that we should be checked on. And definitely, because we handle the state coffers, we are going to be targets for such malice.
Mm-hmm. But, Honorable Chuma, with all due respect, this issue does not involve the opposition, the usual opposition. In this case, use the soccer terms you are using, this is an on-go from ZANU-PF because it's a government-controlled newspaper that has been highlighting the issue. That is the Herald. And then members of your party, ZANU-PF, are the ones who are fighting and alleging that there is factionalism, and they are the ones who are actually feeding the media. And some of those who are involved, for example, Honorable Jonathan Moyo, he has admitted that he misused that money. He bought some bicycles for his constituents, allegedly, but these are government funds.
Well, I don't really want to comment on something that was in the newspapers, because I know for a fact that the newspapers can misquote you and again give you things that are not properly. But what you say and what they write can be two different things. So it will be very difficult for me, really, to comment on Honorable Jonathan Moyo's statement. But all I can say is that it's a known fact. If you abuse funds, government funds, in any manner, irregardless of who you are, the law, arm of the law, normally always catches up with you. So that is the status quo, and that is the principle. And I was listening to the other guy as I came into the into your discussion, talking about the DNA of ZANU-PF and stuff like that. This is where we get it all wrong. I'm a member of the Central Committee of ZANU-PF, and I've always said it over and over that we have never said in any of our meetings where we said, ladies and gentlemen, comrades and friends, let's go out and plunder state resources. Let's go out and be as corrupt as we can. Never, ever. It is taboo in ZANU-PF to do that. It's not allowed. It will never be condoned. So it's not a ZANU-PF DNA. It's just probably a single person or somebody doing whatever they want to do in their own capacity and probably want to hide behind the ZANU-PF. Well, we're seeing the same thing happening in the MDC. Look at the councils. But then should we turn around and say, that's a DNA of MDC, that councillors must loot stands and do all sorts of rubbish. It is the individual who does that. And things must be pointed to that individual, not to be pointed to an organization where that individual belongs to. You see? Because like I always divert a bit. And I might be a member of the Roman Catholic Church, and then I go out and murder somebody. It's not the DNA of Roman Catholic to murder people. It is me, the individual, who has gone out to do that while I belong to where? To Roman Catholic. So let us desist from actually wanting to paint a whole organization because of one man's deeds. It is very unfair. It's uncalled for. If we need to have debate, let's have critical debate and constructive criticism and point where the blame should be pointed properly and see how we come out with it. But do not abuse the whole system just for the sake of scoring points or cheap politicking. That I am against.
Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, Honorable Chuma, they appear to be, selective application of the law. You mentioned MDC councillors. Mr. Kasukwere kicked some of them out in Bulawayo there. But unfortunately, people are saying, why is this not happening to members of your party who are admitting, to quote Mr. Moyo, he said, I'm like Robin Hood. You know what I did? I'm like Robin Hood. Yesterday at a rally in Norton, Honorable Kasukwere was saying pretty much the same thing, that you can jail me, but I can still use government funds to do party activities.
Well, look, don't call it a selective use of law. Call it due processes, because even for the councillors to end up facing that, there was a due process that happened to that point. And even now, if our Honorable Minister has a case to answer, there's a due process that must be followed, and it will be followed. And if there's anything to answer, he must definitely answer for that, because when we do things, we should always know that we are going to carry the responsibilities of what we have done. So I don't know why we want to jump and preempt things and probably try and come up with all sorts of imaginary excuses just to put blame on ZANU-PF and put blame on government. It is the unfair practice that I'm talking about. Due processes must be followed. You don't just jump into throwing someone into jail before you actually try them. They have to go through a court of law, and when convicted, then somebody can then start serving their sentence. So if the good professor has anything to answer for, due process will be followed, and he can answer for that. But for now, I don't think we should be jumping our guns. I don't think we should be jumping into conclusions. Let us wait and see the processes happening. If he's guilty, he shall be charged so. If he's innocent, he shall be declared so. And that's how the system should be.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we'll see how that happens. Tinemuterere kutanga musiyamwa. Makadi musiyamwa. Makadi musiyamwa.
Tirinani, makadi iko.
Aiwa, tiripoti peo fungwa zenyine nyaya ze worids.
Yes, yanetsa. Avo vachuma vari kutaurawo. Ndokatamara nezvavanotaura zvikuru nekuda kwokuti ivo vanozviziva kuti vamwe vavo vari kuita zvakaipa. Pane kuti vave paredhio vachitaura kuti vari kutsiura vamwe kuti vasaita zvakaipa, kana vanogona kutovadefenda kuti zvavanoita hazvinei kana kuti hazvina chokwadi. Asi ivo vachinyatsoziva kuti izvi zvinhu zvakataugwa naivo varidzi vacho vachizvitaura nemiromo yavo kuti takaita zvakati nezvakati, ende taizvipira zvakati, taibira vafumi tichida kuti tipe varombo. Saka zvinoreva kuti hameno kuti vane mukana yekusika ikoko kumusorosoro ndivo vachararama chete kamuzimbavo.
Mm-hmm. vachuma mukudzwa
iro redambudziko mozati ti kuno kumukoma blessing kuno South Africa kwadirika kuna kune onozi kwa public protector chichi wakasungisa vazoma pachavo moiziva nyaya iyoyo vakavasungisa iwo pachavo sa president saka nyika kana yakadero haimbofia ita dambudziko rekuti mari inotsakatika saka muzimbabwe handizi kuti vanhu vakadero variko here kuda ndimutandibvunzireko kuti variko here vanogona kuziva nezveupfumi kuti upfumi hwatsakatika nenzira iyo zvinei pazvakatozobuda nenyaya yekutika ivo vakanga vachirwisana mupati mavo zvemafaction izvozvo vakanga vachirwisana mupati mavo imomo izvozvo chero vakataura kuti vari kurwisana mupati vanogona kukurambirai vachuma kuti hakuna zvinhu zvakadaro asi vano zvinhu zviri kutoitika vanhu vachitongwa saka iroro dambudziko guru rekuti handizi kuti richazopera radini chaiko chaiko asi moto unoda kuti udzimugwena ivo handizi kuti vanotora sekuti pati namawod vava kutanga kutaura kuti chero ndikasungwa ndicharamba ndinofanira kuramba ndingopa ungobatsira vanhu chichi asi zvisiri zvinofadza vamwe vanhu vose senyika
tinotenda zvikuru musiyama upinda nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
ndokutenda
tinotenda Gibbs.
Hey, I've got some messages that I'm going to read on Facebook, and one of them is from Faith Cutler, who writes, prosecution is not wrong if someone has nothing to hide. And then Walter Ngondo says, thank you, Mr. Chuma, for always being available. And then we've got another message from Swedi Liasa, who writes, if it's a taboo to be corrupt in ZANU-PF, why don't you take action when a ZANU-PF member is caught up in corrupt activities? I think that's a very big question there. Sike sithathe ke umlaleli osecingweni lapha silo mnumzana uLunga. Baba Lunga, kunjani?
Yebo, sikhona kanjani?
Siphile kakhulu Lunga. Ye, uyibona njani indaba le?
Hayi, indaba le kusho ukuthi baba nathi ngesikhathi siqala ukuyizwa nje ukuthi kule ndaba enjengalezo sicabangele ukuthi mhlawumbe ikhona mhlawumbe indlela abazovela ngayo bethi noma hayi akunjalo leyo mali ayisebenzanga ngale ndlela. Manje mase kuphuma ukuthi izikhulu zethu mpela eziphezulu eziphethe ezisemizweni sezibeka nje ngokusobala ukuthi no, le ndaba lena akufanelanga ukuthi lo baba acharge echajele leyo ndaba. Ithanda ukuba nzima. Hallo,
yes, ulalele baba, qhubeka baba.
Hayi, ithanda ukuba nzima mpela ukukhomba ukuthi-ke manje abantu kusho ukuthi abanganiki banikazi balelize bangamazimbabweni zikuthi yibo laba nje izikhulu zeZANU-PF abo bonke nje esibabona laba abayibona basibhengele imali ngoba ngiyengeza nje nikhuluma ukuthi ukhona lo babathi ungkhajigwere ukuthi kukhona naye imali ayisibhendayo mpela yaze yacasula ubani umongameli wezwe ukuthi waye wayenza leyo nto but kungabe ne-action nje nencane nje ukuthi uyi-one uthathelwe i-action yenje kumbubotshiwe uma singathi siyabhekisisa nje esikhathini esiningi ungangena emajele nje hambe ubuze ukuthi ubanile ecalele njani noma ine-investigator uyaphela ukuthi kunomuntu ophikela inkukhu kunomuntu ophikela imbuzi inkomo so into ezikhosta imali encane kakhulu nje than le mali esithola ukuthi kuthi ayathathwa yayothengela abantu amasebhuku amabhayisikili and from there uthole ukuthi akuna-investigation eyenziwayo mhlawumbe obanga-finde out ngayo ukuthi laba bantu bathengelwa amabhayisikili ayekhosta malini nibangaki labo bantu ababethengelwa lawo mabhayisikili akuna next nje kuthule nje zwi baze bazitshaya izifuba mpela betsho nabo ukuthi hhayi mina ngazifanisa nabo bani bani yabanayo ama-TV siyavuka konke siyazi ukuthi abantu labantu babe-actor but uma ngabe umuntu esethatha nje mpela engumuntu ophezulu kangaka esesiyazifanisa nalabo bantu eyikusho khona ukuthi hhayi indi ndlela la eqembini ndlela ibusayo nje kusho ukuthi kulele kunye ngakubili ngabe kuyavusana siyazibona mpela zinzima into ziyenzeke okokuthi nje mpela nezithunzi mbona lokhu ziyehla nje ziyaphezulu ba amazwe namazwe ayithola yonke le nto eyenzekeyo zeyibona indaba so ayi kuyamangalisa ngoba baningi abantu abangaholanga abasebenzayo inyanga iphela umuntu katholi nesenti abantu abanemali zabo emabhenki bayazilinda bayathola ukuthi uphuma 50+ isikhathi ungayitholi irenti iyadingeka abantwana esikoleni ukudla nayonke leno so ayikho into yesikweleti kodwa imali zabantu zibambekile la emabhenki so eyi baba kunzima yazi.
Hayi, kuyazwala kakhulu-ke mnumzana Lunga, sibongele kakhulu khona ngapha ejozi ube nempela afike enhle baba.
Hayi, siyabonga baba.
Oh, yes, that was Mr. Lunga. He's in South Africa. We are saying that what boggles the mind is that, you know, the majority of these people that are said to be stealing from the government coffers are linked to the ZANU-PF party. And he's saying that if you just visit local prisons, you may find that there's somebody who is in jail after stealing a chicken or a goat. But people that actually steal thousands of dollars go scot-free. So he says this is very unfair. And if you make a follow-up to the bicycles that Professor Moyo is said to have bought them for local people, he says, you know, how many people benefited? No one knows. And how much money was used for that? He says this is a big mystery. And he says, at the end of the day, while this is happening, a lot of people are suffering in Zimbabwe. Yeah.
For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about corruption. And of course, there's a report out from the Transparency International, which says that Zimbabwe is losing close to $1 billion a year because of corruption. And our guests this evening, we have Honorable Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF, and we also have Mr. Vince Musewe of the opposition People's Democratic Party, who is responsible for their economic affairs portfolio. I think we had lost him. I think Mr. Musewe is now back. Mr. Musewe.
Yes, I'm back, yeah.
Thank you so much. Now, Mr. Chuma, he had taken issue with some of the points that you were raising, that ZANU-PF, you said that this issue of corruption is part of ZANU-PF's DNA. And Honorable Chuma was saying, well, that is not a correct assessment of the situation.
Well, that's ridiculous. You know, this is the problem we have in Zimbabwe. People don't want to accept the truth because you cannot solve a problem if you cannot acknowledge that it exists, right? You are talking about, I think we lose much more than $1 billion per annum here because there's a lot of opportunity cost. You know, I mean, look at this. We have people who are saying, listen, we want to attract investors to Zimbabwe, isn't it? Then you have a situation where the president goes and stops, actually intervened with the law or intervened with the, you know, with people who want to arrest a particular individual and stops it. I mean, what will an investor think? Let's say if I come to Zimbabwe and I do something and I've got a big legal case, I can actually lose because of this. But it's not attracting anyone to Zimbabwe. And the problem with them is they think they are not the problem. And that's our fundamental problem. They actually think they are right. They actually think things are okay. Things are not okay. And it's showing right here where I am. I live in Highfields, and I can tell you the amount of poverty that is now spreading in this country is laughable.
I think we're cut off there. Yeah, but we'll try to get in touch with him, Gibbs.
So let's get back to Honorable Chuma. Honorable Chuma, you know, if somebody is in power, you know, everything that that person is looking for is wealth. And there is no one who can be in power at the end of the day without getting a bit of wealth, you know, like as it is right now, ZANU-PF is in power and they're doing what they want. So at the end of the day, Honorable Chuma, people, some critics are saying it's now very clear where the $15 billion in diamond revenue went to. If some government ministers, they are saying, are able to actually, you know, pilfer or, you know, funds from the state, what about just mere diamond money that is floating around? So is there any way that ZANU-PF can defend this kind of thing?
Well, like I said, I'll keep on repeating, ZANU-PF has never and will never condone corruption or the privilege of money in any kind or in any sort by anybody. If ever, of course, like any other institution, being a big institution like we are going to get rogue and bad elements within ourselves. Those people should be fingered out so that they face the full wrath of law in their capacities, but not as a party. Because if my record serves me right, we as a party, as well, are not a party that is full of money. So whatever money is taken by anybody who probably belongs to ZANU-PF does not come to ZANU-PF. They probably take it for their own consumption or their own personal use, not for the party. So therefore, it is then wrong for anybody to then assume that the party, ZANU-PF, then stands for corruption or condones corruption, because it has never gained anything from those activities. If at all, we actually become poorer because of such elements. So what I'm saying is that if ever there's anybody who is doing that, evidence must come up so that we can be able to prosecute that person. Because you must remember that at the end of the day, the law is an ass. So if you just pick somebody and you don't have proper evidence, they might walk scot-free. If I murder someone today and I conceal all the evidence, I can walk scot-free, but still I will have murdered somebody. It doesn't change that. But the problem is that there is no evidence to point me to that act. So that is why I'm saying that it is good for anybody who wants to attack this scourge of corruption to come up with proper evidence, proper lining, so that we're able to then prosecute. Because without that, we'll never prosecute. We'll always lament and cry about this thing, but we'll never be able to prosecute it. So it means that we're not going to be able to what? To curb this scourge of corruption. So what I want us to do is that let us bring up pointers, because corruption happens. You can't do corruption on your own. It happens with the involvement of other people. So those people that are being involved in those activities must come up and come out clean, so that then we can nab the perpetrators of this demonic and treasonous act. Because I will call it treasonous, because it is treasonous to steal from the nation. It is treasonous to eat on your own something that is supposed to be shared by the whole nation. So we don't condone that. We will never condone that. Whoever does it, does it at their own peril, and if we chase them, then definitely there must be an example to everybody else to say that we do not condone this.
Thank you so much, Honorable Chuma. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs.
Yes, lo mnumzana ke ubheke inkomo okhona ngale follows. Baba Nkomo, ungawutshona njani khona ngapha i-follows?
Siyatshona bhuti, litshona njani?
Hayi, sikahle kakhulu. Kudala sakugcina. Lokhu saphila?
Lokhu ngisaphila, bengizama ukulithinta mani bekusala mani umsakazweni lo mnandi kangaka.
Ye, ifoni ingakaqumeki khonapho hohlu uphosa lakho, Baba Nkomo.
Uyabona, is a small wonder. Anto uJoseph Chuma lo, he was appointed ukuba ngu-MP oMpophomalo Bhengula soon after that confusion. This guy is so much defensive on imbuzi emduluseleyo oyikhangeleyo. Because uJonathan Moyo usethethe imali wayathenga amabhayisikili. Into ezincane lokho okwamabhayisikili. Thina kasikhulumeli ngokuthi 15 billion leyi. Uthini ngayo uJosepha uThuma? Uthini ngalezi zimali esizizwa kangaka? Futhi njalo kungayisikho ukuthi liphepha ele-opposition elabo ezivumela. Uyazi ngeke ngalibali ibhula Robin Hood. UJonathan Moyo layi ngenxa yokuthi usengumuntu othe amabhayisikili wathengele izakhamizi. Kodwa-ke alubane kuthiwa amabhayisikili lawo athengwe esishoneni khonale, uJoseph Muyo ngabe uthini? Aluba kuthiwa izimota lezinkalakatho lamaviri amakhulu ezihamba ngabantu bezanu-PF zilingana lamabhayisikili lawo abalawa yini? This country has been losing millions, billions, zillions for them to try and persecute Jonathan Moyo for a mere 400,000 owathengela ibhayisikili abantu betsholotho abadubeka. Remember, my Tebelelend has been marginalized for 36 years. And just because this time they have benefited from Mama Bicycle Jonathan Moyo, I see uJoseph uGolide angayidefender. Esemathebelelend, ekobulawayo, ngabe kwazi ukuthi wangena nge-default after uTswangirai esexotshe amanye ama-MPs. Wayengalachance yokuthi angaba ngo-MP kobulawayo. Ngendlela le alayo undoda lo, lesikhiwa esiphonga ukuba expressive ngezinto zamanga. Namhlanje ngiyamuzwa ukuthi uyagagasa, uyakubona, uyesaba ukuthi athi uJonathan Moyo utshontshile, uyesaba ukuthi athi uJonathan Moyo katshontshanga. Chuma ndoda, kuzinuka amakhwapha.
Chuma, ngizacela uphendule kwalapho ke ngamafutshane baba.
Ekhulumayo ngiphosa ngiyeve, ngiphosa ngingayizwisisi futhi ukuthi uthini. Mina mthemba ngikhulumile, mina ngathi into leyi yinto okumele ithathele indlela eqondileyo, ihlubungulwe andubana kubonwe ubana umuntu lecala umbekalacala. Nxa lokhu kungakayenzakali, singobani thina ukuthi sibe zi-commanders kumbe sesijaje umuntu engakajajwayo ngumthetho omele ube yiwo
umgwebaungalalelanga.
Mina engikuthoyo yikuthi khona akula muntu ole mvumo yokuthatha imali eyabantu bonke ayisebenzise okwakhe yena ngokwakhe. Into zonke zihamba ngomthetho.
So right ngeke abantu bezosha amabhayisikili
yaye kumele ibekwe kahle. Nxa umuntu elicala kumele alifumanise lelo cala, abe segwetshwa ngecala anjani.
Cala kuzangiye ukuthi athi imali yakhe
lafumana.
Yeah, siyabo. Siyabo kakhulu ke Mnumzana Nkomo. Sulubekile lapho, isibekile kakhulu. Baba Chuma, ubambe khonapho. So all what Mr. Nkomo was saying is that Chuma is playing hide and seek. You are saying literally, Professor Jonathan Moyo is agreed that he used the money, you know. Mm-hmm. And he's saying Mr. Chuma is just trying to, you know, you have some flowery kind of language, mm-hmm. you know, to hide some kind of bad things in ZANU-PF. Mm-hmm. So he went on to say that he read the Robin Hood book, you know, mm-hmm. and he knows exactly what Professor Moyo is talking about. So at the end of the day, he says, this is very strange indeed. You know?
Okay. Yeah. Let's go to Botswana. Kuna mkoma woma, makadi.
Oh, this is so much. Nice. Makadi.
Could you say Botswana?
No, Botswana is doing very well. Though it's very hot that we are surviving.
Mm-hmm. I want to hear the reminds of mkoma wangu.
Yes. Yeah, no, thank you so much for taking me abroad. I want to make a few contributions, but let me start by acknowledging the continued presence and response of Honorable Joseph Chuma. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yes.
Right. Though Honorable Joseph Chuma's contribution in the majority of cases, it lacks substance. Mm-hmm. Right? Why I'm saying it lacks substance? He's very good at responding and he's very good at saying this and that, but he lacks substance. Okay, right. Let me get into the gist of the matter. I am an apolitical person. I don't support any political party in Zimbabwe, but I'm a proud Zimbabwean because I belong to Zimbabwe, right? We have the likes of the Vice President, Mr. Pelegezela Mpoko, right? That one is an approved national liability, right? I want to substantiate this if I say he's an approved national liability, right? In the sense that he stayed in a hotel, a five-star hotel, for quite a long time, and nothing was done about that, and he was using state money for that. So that's why I'm saying he's an approved national liability, a well-documented party disgrace, right? Then my second point is, right, Honorable Joseph Chuma, I want to pose this as a question to him. He said, okay, as much as corrupt activities are happening in the country, let the law take its course. Fine. Well said. Thanks so much, Honorable, for saying that. Right. I want him to answer this question. We understand early in July, some top Zinara officials were apprehended for corruption by the same anti-corruption committee set up by ZANU-PF, and they were taken to custody at Avondale Police Station. Then the same VP Pelegizalampogo, he went and he ordered them to be released. So how then can Honorable Joseph Chuma have the guts, the audacity to say let the law take its own course when the same law enforcement agency are trying to apprehend people, right? And then a vice president of a country, he goes and say, please release them, right? That is well documented, and he even signed the book, and the book is there ready, ready as evidence at Avondale police station. Fine, right. Then my third point is, right, you understand the likes of Namasta, John Mangud, that they went to United States, they went to London trying to source for funds. That's a very unfortunate development. Why would they go to overseas and try to get funds, and yet they have enough funds in the country which they are not able to use, right? They can't even account for a mere 15 billion, and they are going to look for some more funds, right? Corruption is happening at Zinara and is being condoned by a vice president of the country, right? We had the Minister of Energy, he forced the CESA to give a tender to a ZANU-PF related inclined functionary, right? Forcing a parastatal to give a tender to a ZANU-PF related functionary, right? And then Honorable Joseph Chuma has the audacity to say, let the law take its own course. Then that's why I said, unfortunately, he's very good in coming up about, but with no substance. Lastly, let me say, what Zimbabwe needs is not money. Even if today the government of ZANU-PF is given 100 or 200 billion, still they won't be able to use that money profitably for the benefit of every Zimbabwean. Rather, ZANU-PF government...
Mr. Wana,
hello?
Mr. Wana, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, sir. You can finish your thought because your phone is going up and down.
Okay, I said, my last statement, I said, what the ZANU-PF government should do, first and foremost, they need capacity building. They don't need money, because if they get money, it goes through the corruption river, which flows from ZANU-PF, from the vice president, then down to the grassroots. That corruption river is there in ZANU-PF. The founding is in ZANU-PF. So they don't need money. What they need is capacity building for financial management. Thank you
so much, Mr. Wana. Mr. Chuma, you are hearing Mr. Wana is saying that giving money to ZANU-PF is like throwing money in a bottomless pit. Gibbs, you...
Mm-hmm. So I don't have a caller at the moment, but mm-hmm. I can read some of the messages that we have while we're live streaming. It is one message from Sehli Majamela Ngeleza, who's saying, I'm watching. Thank you so much, Sehli. And then we've got Sam Muringi again. He says, Free Patterson and Linda and other human rights campaigners arrested for sitting and chatting in the park. Arrest Mr. Jonathan Moyo, who is accused of pilfering state coffers. And then we've got Nomsa Nikavana, who says, I'm watching. Thank you, Nomsa. And then we've got Brighton Daura, who says, corruption is out of hand. And then Sam comes again and says, corruption is in ZANU-PF's DNA. And then we've got another message from Imelda Chia Chicks, who says, Chuma, for your own information, Professor Jonathan Moyo has already accepted that he took the money and made use of it. So what's your take? There you are.
Yeah, Mr. Chuma, if you may respond to that.
Firstly, I think the last caller is dangerous to himself and everybody else. It is not proper to come in there. If he doesn't understand me or doesn't understand what I say, he must never, ever come up to say, I have no substance. Because to me, I think that's an insult. And Imimoa is more dangerous. I don't think he should allow such things. Because we're here to talk. And if somebody thinks I have no substance, why then must they respond to me? I respect everyone's contribution because that's their line of thinking. That's what they believe in, and it should be respected. And as such, I think he needs to respect me as much as I respect him as well. As humans, that's what we ought to do. We owe that to each other, the respect. Mm-hmm. But anyway, going back to the points that were being raised by even the people that wrote there, like I said, if the good professor is confessed, there is a system that is going to be followed that will then bring everything to book and everything to accountability. And that's what I believe in. I don't believe in preempting anything. There's nobody who's above the law, that we all know. There's no one who's immune to the law, that we all know. So systems need to be followed. Checks and balances need to be done. Even this is another case that they're referring to. The vice president had just cause for doing that because the guys, when they were being accused of having misappropriated funds, those funds were known where they had gone to and what they had been used for. But because there are other people who are anti-government development, they wanted to nail that and would not want to see those funds going in there to help. Especially, I remember those funds went into the other estate issues to try and resuscitate other, so that we can start growing our own food and be self-reliant in terms of food. And then when another parasitic is going out to help there in that just cause, because right now we are losing a lot of money going out to import food, and we're saying, no, let's be sustainable when it comes to food delivery, so that we have our own food, then we don't need to import food anymore. And when those things are being put in place, other people are throwing spanners. Because you must remember that even other people within government itself are anti-government. They actually are agents to this whole schism of a regime change, to say, let's make this government look as bad as possible, so that at the end of the day, people lose total confidence in it and throw it out. They will use any circumventing means to make sure that they try and take this government out of the system, which is very unfair. So now, even when there's proper developmental issues that are being channeled out and passed out, some people want to come and block them and make sure that they don't come to fruition, because they know that if such programs are allowed to actually happen, then things can start to stabilize. And therefore, when things stabilize and people have food on their tables, no one is going to
Honorable Chuma.
And then the cause would what?
Honorable Chuma.
So let us not play into this kind of politics.
Just to interject there, Honorable Chuma, I mean, where have you seen a whole vice president going to a police station and ordering the police to release someone? Why should he become the judge, the jury, the prosecutor, and the defendant? Why not allow the police to do the investigation and, you know, the courts to decide on that? Why should a vice president go out of his way to a police station? Is that not unruly on his behalf?
Not at all. Let me tell you our system here. Our system is that you must investigate and then arrest. You don't arrest and then investigate. So this is exactly what had happened. You arrest before you even investigate. It is wrong. You understand what I'm saying?
But should the vice president be going to a police station?
Even in America, where you are right now, they don't just arrest you. They first investigate. When they have proper facts, they then arrest you.
But Honorable Chuma,
things should be done.
Honorable Chuma, you don't have President Obama or Vice President Biden going to a local police station and saying, release so and so. That is the duty of the police.
No, maybe they actually send other people, and you probably don't just get to know about it. But what I'm saying is that a system must be followed. You must investigate first. And then when you've done investigations, you then arrest. That's how it should be. It's as simple as all that. That is why I was saying that even with this case of Honorable Moyo, things must be investigated. Things must be brought right in the plane. And if it's wrong, then if he faces the music. If he's innocent, then so be it. It's as simple as all that. Let us follow due processes. That's all I'm saying. But what I want to make it very clear is that we don't condone corruption. We'll never do so. Because after all, corruption does not benefit the party. It does not even benefit me as an individual. It benefits the person that commits that and the people that he commits that activity with. So what I want what I want us to understand and be clear about is that corruption does not help us as a party. It does not help us as a country. We don't benefit from that activity at all. In fact, that individual or those few individuals that partake of that activity are the ones that stand to benefit. So we cannot encourage that. We cannot support that. Never. We'll be crazy if we're seen to condone and support corruption, because we don't get the process after all. So what I'm saying is that let us do due processes, let us do things the proper way, and if anybody is caught on the wrong side of the law, then they must face the music. It's as simple as all that. Whether you are minister, whether you are MP, or whether you are ordinary citizen, if you do a corrupt activity, then you must know that one day Zinobudachet and you are going to face it, and you are facing it alone, because you did it alone. You benefited from that activity alone, not with all of us, not with the party, not with government. In fact, like I said, it's a disservice to government, it's a disservice to the party, because you are actually bringing our party into disrepute if you do such activities. So we don't condone that at all.
Thank you, Honorable Chuma. Regatiende kuna mukoma Bernard kuBotswana. Makadi mukoma Bernard.
Nose mbangu makadivo.
Aiwa tiripo tipeo pfungwa dzenyu mukoma Bernard.
Ini ndona ini chinzondi meta pa studio nevane vamwe vanhu vakaita sana vachuma ndizvo kuti tingatoda tiri vanhu vangojaira kungodi kungoita chinhu chimwe chete tichitaura nekuti iko no Jonathan Moyo anozvibvumira iye kuti akatora mari. Iye anozama kuti vahamenzvaunda zama kutaurira maZimbabwe is trying to defend makatora mari iye akadzima ndakatora mari auda kutaura mainvestigations akaita sei auda what investigations is he talking about. Jonathan Moyo akazvibvumira kuti akatora mari panomwe mutauro ambotaura anga kusouth africa here kuti chirevenu akatora mari yacho akainosevenesa kutenga mabhasikoro mangani zvozikamwa nani choriht akatora nadeputy minister wake. Deputy Minister, iye kana kanotenga mabhasiko, Deputy Minister akatsa kupi mari. So you see, zvinhu zvezvanu PF blessing, zvinhu zvezvo, we are dealing with the people who are dishonest in and out. Imagine kuti kune matractor aya akatorwa anonzi akabva kuBrazil. Aitorwa, not in a minister, not in a president, not in a minister, tachire marelevant ministers. Ama ministry acho vanika vana minister of agriculture but matractor aya inda nani how you know how do you know kuti matractor aya akainda ese akakwana kana kuti hana kuzoinda ese zvino zvakangonyararwa 15 billion yosawa nhasi iwe atobaza kuti 15 billion yaya zvikakwanya inda but vanhu vanotora mari vari kuonekwa but vanotari iyo noti unabvuma kuti ndakatora mari hanzi after investigation police should be arrested after investigation. They are only doing that to some PF people and that one NDC vanonga achingonzi asungwa anga achachakati zvimwe zvinhu zvenge zvisipo munhu unobuda majudges achiti munhu ana mhosva munhu angagara muchitokisi mokuti 5 weeks 2 months this and that.
Aiwa tinotenda.
This is all a lie, but inandi kuti vaZimbabwe zvikatora matimo. This thing called citizen arrest must take place in Zimbabwe. Nokuti vanhu vanyatso kuziva kuti Zimbabweans are now angry. They have come to a conclusion. We have reached the end. We no longer want these people.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Bernard Regatiende. Titori muteereri wekupedzisira. Amoti mukoma Kane muchiripo here parunare. Vanenge vadropa. Asi tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Bernard. Gibbs.
Now let's get back to you, Mr. Chuma, as we honorable Chuma, as we wrap up this program. So at the end of the day, where is Zimbabwe going when there's so much corruption? And what can be done to actually nip this thing in the bud?
Corruption, as long as it exists, will never lead us anywhere. We will never grow if there's corruption. We need to definitely nip it in the bud. We need to definitely get rid of it and prosecute the perpetrators of this evil scourge. Like I said, it's treasonous because you are actually taking state money that belongs to everybody else, and you take it to your own use, your own personal use, and your family. It is very wrong, and we should never condone that. And like I said, I want us to develop a culture of bringing up these things with full evidence so that we then prosecute these people and set examples of these people and their activities. We are not noah. We don't want it at all. It's not in our DNA as ZANU PF. We have never sat down and condoned it, and we will never condone it. The president has always decried that. He has always spoken strongly against corruption. So if anybody does that, they must know that, one, they are letting down their own president, and two, they are letting down their own system and party, and three, they are letting down everybody because they are taking what was supposed to benefit everyone. So definitely, these people must be brought to book. The president spoke about the 15 billion. We should go deep down into this thing and find out who exactly took that money. And if we do,
Honorable Chuma,
prosecuted. If it was according to me, we should even shoot them and kill them.
Unfortunately,
to society.
Thank you, thank you. Unfortunately, we have run out of time, and we have to end it here. We want to thank our viewers, our radio listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our crew behind the scenes, our producers and engineers, signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
I'm Kips Dube saying have a lovely weekend.